أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين. وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وأمر قومك يأخذوا بأحسنها سأريكم دار الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 144 and 145 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here gives us a glimpse of one part of the speech that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had with Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. In the kitabs of tafsir, there is great length and extent of this kalam and speech that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had with Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah said, قَالَ يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, certainly I had chosen you over the entire mankind بِرِسَالَاتِي, for my risalat, in other words, for my messengers. Messages that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would send to mankind, and upon the entire mankind, obviously, will be at that time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. In one narration, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salatu was salam, O Musa, do you know why I chose you for my kalam? Do you know why I chose you for the one that I will have a speech and a conversation with? Musa alayhi salatu was salam replied in the negative. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, it is because of your absolute humility. In the entire mankind, in other words, in all the people living at that time, there was never a more humbled person than Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And hence Allah ta'ala said that we had chosen you for the risalat, for the messages, and secondly, wabi kalami, for my kalam. For that I will talk to you, I will have this conversation with you. فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. So hence Musa, take what I have given you and become amongst those who will be appreciative, those who will be thankful. In one riwayat in the kitab of tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani, Allama Alusi rahimahumullah quotes a hadith that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, O Musa, become from amongst the shakirin, those that will be appreciative to Allah ta'ala. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do I become amongst the shakirin? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you must recite, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. If you recite this, then you will become from amongst the shakirin. Hence Musa alayhi salatu was salam was then given this kitab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or given this revelation that Allah ta'ala speaks about. وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ, and we had written for him, for Musa alayhi salatu was salam, fil alwah, in the tablets, min kulli shay'in, everything, maw'idatan, insofar as advice was concerned, wa tafseelan li kulli shay', and an explanation, a detailed explanation of everything. Now there is a difference of opinion amongst the commentators, whether this was actually the Torah in itself, or was it something before the Torah. So we have two groups of commentators of the Quran Sharif. One group say that this, what Allah had given him at this time when Allah Ta'ala spoke to him, and he had before that, he had spent that 40 days, it was actually the Torah. Whilst another group, like Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah and the commentator here Allama Shabbir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah also goes with that this was not the actual Torah. The Torah had come later, but this was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him these tablets. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him the written commands that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was separate from the Torah. The Torah had come after. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best. Hence Allah said to him, فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ O Musa, hold on to it with great strength. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ Hold on to it with great strength. Whatever commandments that has been given, abide by those commandments. And secondly, whatever nawahi, whatever prohibitions Allah Ta'ala had prohibited you from, then keep away from it. In other words, this is now for this while the code of conduct that you will have, and this is what you are going to hold to, hold on to. And hence Allah says, وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا And command your people, that is the Bani Israel, يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا That they should take that excellent advices that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given. Now bi-ahsaniha can also be translated in the better of whatever has been revealed. So for that the ulama have explained that always we will find when Allah Ta'ala gives a command, sometimes that command will be in the category of fard. Sometimes that command will be in the category of wajib. Sometimes the command will be also in the category of mustahab. And sometimes it will be just something that is permissible. So when you are going to act, you must look at the best of deeds and you must take on to those best of deeds. The example will be that a person sometimes has the option of doing something that is voluntary, something that is optional. But then at that same time he can fulfill something that is wajib, then he should rather go for that that will create closeness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ Then I shall show you the abode of the fasiqeen, of the transgressors, of the disbelievers. Here there are two interpretations once again. Who are the people that are referred to as al-fasiqeen over here, and what is this dar? So one opinion is that sa'urikum, we will show you the abode of those who are transgressive. One is that we will show your people, the Bani Israel, that they will one day come back to Egypt. And fasiqeen then will refer to Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. And then we discussed sometime before that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had from the Bani Israel given Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam that privilege of conquering Misr, and in his time the Bani Israel had entered Egypt. O sa'urikum dar al-fasiqeen will refer to the entire Sham. It will refer to the Levant, ancient Syria, more especially Al-Aqsa, Al-Quds, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people will enter. So why is it called Darul Fasiqeen when Allah Ta'ala said it was a blessed land? Because at that time the Amaliki people were living there and they were disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hence we will show you this land, this home of the Fasiqeen, in other words your own homeland, the place of Sham, which obviously Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had passed on, and then thereafter at the hands and at the leadership of Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had showed that day also to the Bani Israel where they entered Sham and then they entered Al-Quds, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had fulfilled his promise. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.